Something strange happens to talented people who desperately want to write. They read craft books, attend workshops, master story structure, yet when they sit down to create, nothing comes. The words feel forced, lifeless. They watch less talented peers succeed while their own manuscripts gather dust. What's going wrong? The answer isn't found in another plotting technique or dialogue workshop. The obstacle isn't technical at all. It's psychological. Most writing instruction attacks the wrong problem entirely, teaching sentence construction to people whose real struggle is accessing their creative mind in the first place. Until you understand the dual nature of consciousness and learn to harness both aspects deliberately, all the craft knowledge in the world remains useless theory. You contain two distinct personalities, and successful writing depends on both working in harmony. One part of you is spontaneous, sensitive, childlike, responding freshly to the world with emotion and intuition. The other is discriminating, analytical, practical, shaping those raw responses into coherent art. This isn't a disorder. It's the fundamental architecture of creativity. Think of those moments when you've awakened with a problem mysteriously solved, or found yourself performing brilliantly during an emergency when conscious thought would have slowed you down. These everyday miracles reveal your unconscious and conscious minds conspiring together. Writers who consistently produce powerful work have simply learned to create these moments of integration deliberately rather than waiting for them to arrive by chance. The journals of literary masters consistently mention this sensation of being multiple people, the everyday self who walks through life, and the genius who flies above it, seeing patterns invisible to ordinary perception. Announce your novel plans and watch the mockery arrive. Sometimes gentle teasing, sometimes outright derision. This reaction often stems from others' unfulfilled creative desires, but understanding its source doesn't diminish its destructive power. Your developing artistic self needs protection through a transparent barrier between yourself and the world. This isn't isolation, it's survival. Shield your creative spirit from both the mockery directed at aspiring writers and the uncomfortable reverence shown to successful ones, which creates equally damaging performance pressure. There's another crucial reason for discretion. Talking about stories depletes the energy needed to write them. When you verbally share an idea and receive approval or shocked reactions, you unconsciously consider it done. The narrative feels twice told, robbing your work of vital creative momentum. Study your tendencies objectively, discovering which friends energize your creativity and which drain it. After spending time with certain people, notice whether you feel eager to write or uninspired. Choose accordingly. Fiction writers often spent childhoods in reverie, replaying conversations, imagining adventures, casting themselves as heroes. These daydreams are fiction's raw material, yet many never transition from fantasy to actual writing. The solution? Write when your unconscious is ascendant. Rise half an hour early and begin writing immediately. No talking, no emails, nothing else. This twilight state between sleep and wakefulness offers unique access to your creative wellspring. Write anything, dreams, memories, observations. Quality doesn't matter. You're training yourself to write in that liminal state before rational concerns intrude. Start with any word count, then gradually increase it. When you can wake and begin writing almost on impulse, you've achieved something remarkable. Written reverie becomes more satisfying than wordless daydreaming. This ritual bridges dream and waking states, integrating creative impulses with craft. Once morning writing becomes routine, the harder test arrives, writing at a predetermined moment. Each morning, choose a 15-minute slot, perhaps when work energy wanes at 4 o'clock. When that moment arrives, write, no matter what. Excuse yourself from conversations, retreat to a washroom if necessary. Write anything, sense or nonsense, complaints or observations. Content matters less than honoring your commitment. Practice this daily at different hours. You'll encounter remarkable inner resistance as this begins to look like business to your unconscious. your mind will present obstacles disguised as common sense. Suggestions to delay slightly, wait for a better moment, skip today because of a headache. Here's the solemn warning. If you fail repeatedly at this exercise, give up writing. Your resistance exceeds your desire to write, and it's better to discover this truth now rather than years later. Transform books into teaching tools by reading twice. First, rapidly for enjoyment, then analytically with pencil and pad. Examine character consistency, standout scenes, dialogue naturalness, and challenging elements. Mark well-executed passages, especially those addressing your weaknesses. Study how authors introduce background seamlessly, maintain tension, and create contrast. Notice rhythm, sentence length variation, paragraph breaks, viewpoint choices. After analyzing several books thoroughly, you'll read simultaneously for enjoyment and critical insight. Every writer has one unique contribution, their personal comprehension of the world. Your singular combination of experiences makes your perspective invaluable if you access it honestly rather than seeing through others' eyes. True originality doesn't come from unprecedented situations. Georges Palti identified only 36 basic ones. What matters is how you present your character's dilemma. No situation is inherently trite. Only the treatment can be dull. Great writers refuse imitation, transcribing their personal vision with forthrightness and vigor. Writers often distort stories pursuing originality, planting dramatic explosions, twisting conclusions, forcing inconsistent character actions. Stringent honesty provides better foundation. Discover what you truly believe about life's major matters, enabling honest, original writing. Some beginners hesitate to commit, knowing beliefs may shift tomorrow. But write from your present perspective, however incomplete. Waiting for final wisdom means reaching your deathbed with your contribution unmade. Your unique perspective makes your writing valuable, not finding some never-before-told story. Readers crave your singular lens on universal human experiences. Technical craft becomes tools you wield with purpose when writing from genuine conviction rather than manufactured drama. Beyond conscious and unconscious minds lies a third faculty, your individual genius, providing flashes of insight that transform ordinary experience into art. Genius cannot be taught, yet this misleads. You cannot add to your natural endowment, but even at its feeblest, this faculty has inexhaustible resources. Those we call geniuses simply freed more of this faculty than others. Often, this release happens accidentally through rhythmical, monotonous activities, walking, knitting, shuffling cards, that induce a light hypnotic state where attention is held without serious demand. The key? Learn to hold your mind as still as your body. After achieving mental stillness, hold a story idea or character in your mind. The results are almost incredible. Academic ideas take on color and form. Puppet characters begin to move and breathe. To access this state, lie in a dim room, flat on your back. Quiet your body, then your mind. Remain there, not quite asleep, not quite awake. After 20 minutes to 2 hours, you'll feel a definite impulse to rise, a surge of energy. Obey immediately. You'll be in a slightly somnambulistic state, indifferent to everything except what you're about to write. This is the state an artist works in, and you've just learned to access it at will,